I'm not gonna do any debates ever again.
I'm so pissed
with the December 9th.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hello?
So, could I send you some information that validates what I said to you before?
Yo, it's Vegan Gains. All right.
The one and only. What on which claim?
The missile systems in Venezuela. So this is from the National Post. They show images of probable ballistic missile sites within Venezuela.
Why do you hate Venezuelans so much?
Dispersion and recoil.
Well, I think some of the things you were covering on Venezuela were just a little silly, and you just don't know enough about the topic.
Well, I know fucking nothing about the topic, so that should be
well, I'm talking to Destiny.
Oh, he's also retarded. Well, and
so again, I'm no fan of Trump. He is a fucking idiot, but the attack on Venezuela was perfectly sensible. Here's the thing. The left wing, particularly further left kind of progressives, they're being infiltrated by the Chinese Communist Party. And the right wing are being infiltrated by Russia. And the reason you're seeing all this stupid fucking nonsense where you're seeing the left wing criticizing, you know, the Trump invasion of Venezuela, that is entirely just communist propaganda. That's all it is. There's nothing unsensible with the Venezuela invasion.
All right, we have satellite images create speculation about Venezuela's military capability against the U.S. Private sleuths have suggested military developments in Venezuela may be the real reason for American actions. I don't think this is true.
Well, other intelligence experts like Ryan Macbeth, who you've interviewed and consulted with, he's actually talked about these ballistic missile systems in Venezuela.
Well, simple question is, why wouldn't Trump just say this?
Well, there's a variety of reasons. One, he's fucking stupid. I don't know why you'd expect him to say anything. The guy also talked about how he wants to fuck his daughter. So
okay, I can't. There's no conversation we had if I can't take anything he says seriously. Because then you can just link me. This is like a random website that has anonymous sources with random military experts, and you're telling me I can't trust you. Yes, the National Post is a random website. I can't trust anything that comes apparently from American.
Ryan Macbeth is also a fucking idiot, apparently, even though he's
link me a video where Ryan Macbeth says that they have ballistic missile systems.
So it's one of his latest videos where he talks about the Venezuelan invasion. It's like one of his last few uploads.
And what timestamp can I go to where he says they have ballistic missile systems?
Oh, Jesus. All right, just give me one.
Oh, hold on. Somebody like the thing. I'm listening real quick. Hold on.
Chinese missiles in Venezuela and why the Gulf Coast matters is kind of going to be the next subject here. Let me be very careful. I'm not saying there are confirmed Chinese missiles units in Venezuela right now. What I am saying is if China ever got to basing bombing.
Okay, his thing is he's not confirming that there are Chinese missile systems in Venezuela. He's just saying that if they got to Venezuela, it sounds like it would be a problem.
Or missiles, ISR, intelligence reconnaissance, any long range.
Again, there is evidence that there are ballistic missile systems in Venezuela. We know for a fact China and Russia have sent missile systems that are surface-to-air missiles. The Chinese also provided long-range radar systems. So it's not out of the realm of possibility, given that there's literal photographic evidence, there's intelligence analysts.
You keep saying all these things that you have no proof for, and you just keep saying them over and over again, but you have no proof for any of them.
Okay, well, again, there's photographic evidence, there's other intelligence experts that speculate this is a very realistic possibility, and China and Russia have sent over other missile systems. We know for a fact they've sent over surface-to-air missiles, and they've given them long-range radar.
Okay.
So I don't see what the problem is with invading Venezuela and overthrowing a hostile regime that's working with Russia and China and also helping to train Islamic terrorists.
Okay.
So, again, I just don't... what's the argument for the Venezuela invasion being unsensible?
You can't just invade sovereign states without having a good cause for war. And them working with enemies is not a cause to invade the country and depose the leader.
Tell me when the war happened.
When we invaded the country, captured their leader.
So we're at war with Venezuela currently?
I mean, we were. Basically, yeah, it's a military action.
Okay, so are we also at war with Iran?
When we were bombing them, yeah, sure. You can argue it's a war right now.
Okay, so we're at war with Iran because we also bombed Iran and also helped Israel bomb Iran.
What would you have described it when we? What would you call it when we were bombing Iran?
Does any military action whatsoever constitute a war?
I mean, it depends, but generally speaking, yeah, when you're shooting missiles into another person's territory with the plan to damage or destroy part of their infrastructure, most people consider those warlike actions.
Okay, so we're at war with China then. Because they've tried to damage and destroy our infrastructure.
You're playing games with the cyber warfare. We don't really consider cyber warfare right now part of like actual kinetic battle. Yeah.
Well, no, we do. That's
no,
totally
we don't.
False.
No,
we
don't.
Absolutely do.
What's the last time? Wait. What's the last time we bombed somebody for a cyber? What was the last time that we bombed somebody for malware installation?
I'm
exactly.
Sure.
We don't.
Maybe
no.
Have.
The answer is we don't. We don't do that. That's not. We don't really consider that part
I'm
of conventional
not
warfare.
Entirely
yet.
Sure.
I am.
I'm not entirely
we don't.
Sure.
But I know.
When China
don't
tries
worry,
to install. Hostile malware systems that would destroy the energy infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty goddamn hostile action. And I'd also say it's a pretty hostile action to move weapon systems into Venezuela that could potentially reach the United States.
Okay.
I'd also say it's a hostile action to train Islamic terrorists within Venezuela who very likely have migrated to the southern border, along with a lot of other migrants.
Okay.
You're basically saying we should not have committed to any military action whatsoever
until you exhaust every other option. Correct.
A hostile nation that's working with other hostile nations, China and Russia. We should do nothing.
China and Russia are not currently hostile towards us. So, but
they're not. No. Oh, China and Russia are friends. They're not hostile.
Is that the only two options?
So the Russian infiltration... So
they're either friendly towards us or they're hostile towards us? There's not, like, weird middle grounds?
Right, so the Russian infiltration into the American political system and them infiltrating the Republican Party, that's not hostile?
Okay.
China installing... China doing the cyber attacks, that's not hostile?
I don't know. Maybe they are. Go! We're good!
So you're fine with the spread... Right, so you're fine with the spread of communism and fascism.
I'm not. I'm actually more fine with us deposing foreign leaders just because we don't like who they work with. We should invade every country in South America and get rid of all their leaders.
Well, we're not at war with Venezuela.
We're not. We got rid of their leader. We wouldn't be at war with any of them if we deposed any of their leaders. Cue it up, Mutin. Let's go.
So we're not in any way at war with Venezuela. We overthrew Maduro, who was a piece of shit... Even Venezuelans are happy about this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the U.S. should go into Mexico?
Shut up, Mutin.
We're not talking about Mexico.
It's Ark Raiders time. Yeah, it's not Breaking Bad, Mutin.
Okay.
Fucking idiot.
So again, what? Like, I'm just not understanding your position. So we have.
I love Maduro. I am a secret leftist. I love socialism. That's why. We're never going to see eye to eye on this topic. I don't know the point of arguing this. We're not going to see eye to eye on this. We fundamentally disagree.
Could attack the
United
States.
We fundamentally disagree on this topic.
A possible future war with China.
We fundamentally disagree on this topic. So we're not going to come to an agreement on it.
They're training Islamic terrorists.
Based. I'm going to pray five times a day. Moot, we're leaving.
They've stolen billions of dollars
in
U.S. investment in their oil industry.
Because we came in late.
But it's wrong to overthrow Maduro. What is the argument for it being wrong to overthrow Maduro?
Honestly, I'm starting to come around to fucking vegan gains here, Destiny. You're not really fine or engaging with what he's having to say.
Yep, I'm getting shot at.
He has no argument.
I just got shredded.
Well, and by the way, I saw the video you uploaded of our little debate last time.
I didn't upload it! That's my YouTuber guy, okay?
I know for a fact. You used the Instagram photo that I have on my Instagram, and that fucker, whoever edited the video... He didn't show the full photo. He only showed my face. And we all know the reason he didn't do that is because if people saw what I looked like with my godlike fucking physique, nobody would fucking take you seriously.
That what happened? My editor did what?
Remember he only showed my face, but he used an Instagram photo of mine where I showed off my whole physique. But
hey,
he only showed
I want to get the fuck
face.
Out of here. Well, that sounds like
I know
a dick
for a
move.
Fact. I'm suspicious of you. I think you told him not to show my physique. because you know nobody would take you seriously if they see my godlike, jacked, chiseled physique.
We're gonna die, Moot. I'm gonna die. I'm leaving. I'm leaving, Moot. You're.
So, I think the point is made. The Venezuelan invasion, completely sensible. It's a win-win-win for the United States.
Was that the last one, Moot?
And the world.
Yep.
It's helping stop the spread of communism and fascism. It's stopping the spread of Islamic jihad and terrorism. It's helping to, at least to some extent, stop the flow of illegal narcotics and drugs and harm the cartels. It shows U.S. military power. They've proven that the Chinese defense systems are absolutely useless against the United States.
You realize you're just Dota Wall and he's not listening to you at all.
We got it. Okay, listen, understand your point.
I'm sure somebody's listening.
Okay, we got your point. We understand. We disagree on fundamentally foreign policy.
It gives us better security for the Panama Canal.
Okay.
And it overthrew a horrible, violent fucking dictator who is literally murdering his own fucking citizens and making them all broke and poor.
Not good.
Cool.
So
you see how he's not like engaging? It's because he actually doesn't have an answer to you. So this he's doing this. Oh, I can't actually engage. I'm too busy playing a game. I can't possibly do it.
We got to get the fuck out of here, Moot.
It's pathetic, isn't it?
Do you not want to kill these shredders?
No, I want to leave. We got the map. We started it late, so I think we should just restart the whole map. I just want to leave.
Okay.
And we shit start off like clusterfuck.
Don't leave Vegan Games. He's, you know,
and we need to get this. We're going to die, and then Vegan's going to be screaming. I'm going to lose my shit, okay? Okay.
Listen. He's thinking about how he can debate you. That's why he needs time. Be considerate, okay?
I think he's got nothing. Like,
yeah, well, he needs a second. You should be considerate, okay?
He doesn't need a second.
You're intimidating. Yeah, well, he's coming up with something.
He's not coming up with anything. What is he going to say?
I don't know. Steve is a
really
good
debater.
Hold
on, we're about to leave this lobby, and then he's going to debate you.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to...
No,
we need to queue with Max time.
Because he debates retarded MAGA.
Look, he's trying to fucking back out. Even Lucas, he has to take a break. Lucas has to take a break. Just stay here. Don't go anywhere, Vegan. All right, stand by.
You're lucky I went back in there to save you, Moot.
Thank you.
I'll lose it.
Steve, if I was you, I'd be seriously thinking about how you're going to counter this narrative, because... No. Talk less in game, think more in
game. Dan, how about you fix your fucking GPU, okay? Figure out that.
There's nothing to fix.
Oh, guy, north.
Yep, good luck, Moot.
We can also talk about the Greenland situation.
Perfect.
I think a lot of people kind of misunderstand the Greenland thing. So Trump is too stupid to find Greenland on a map. He doesn't know what the hell it is. The reason he's gone on this whole route about Greenland is
Stop. Listen. Okay. Number one, you have no credible evidence that there are any missile systems in Venezuela. Can you admit that?
No.
Okay, there are no ballistic missile systems.
There absolutely
is. Really, based on just this National Post article.
No, so I didn't say...
Stop, hold on, no, wait. Don't just spam a bunch of random fucking words. What is your single strongest point of evidence right now that Venezuela has ballistic missile systems, so missile systems that are capable of launching an intercontinental ballistic missile, which is what you would need to get from Venezuela to the United States of America, to Southern Florida. Is there any evidence whatsoever that they...
Intercontinental.
Yes, it's literally a continent away. It's in the definition. Yes, you need long-range missile systems to do that. So tell me, what is your evidence that they have a missile? They have missile systems that can reach the United States of America.
No, you don't.
Okay, then give me the missile. Give me the missile. What is it?
Okay, you understand that when you go from one continent to another,
I'm waiting. You're stalling because you don't have the answer. You're getting mogged right now. You don't have the answer.
This is like saying
you don't have the answer. You don't have the answer. You don't have the answer. If you don't have the answer, that's fine. If you don't have the answer, that's fine. But you don't. So there's no evidence.
If you're right at the border, all you have to do is take a step. So what you're saying is nonsense.
Take a step into what? The ocean? What are you talking about? A step where?
It doesn't need to be an intercontinental.
A step where? Venezuela does not border the United States of America. What are you talking about?
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, so there is no step to take. What long-range ballistic missile systems does Venezuela possess that can shoot missiles into the United States of America?
Oh, I'm not sure exactly.
None. So they have none. We can see the shipments that they send to Venezuela. What?
Wait. I'm not a fucking, like, weapons expert. So can you name me one single ballistic missile system?
Sure. The Kinzhal rocket systems that Russia uses to shoot shit. I don't know. What do you mean? What?
Kinzhal rocket?
Yes. It's the one that they claim are hypersonic missiles, but they're not actually. But they're hypersonic because that's the speed that they reach when they're actually shooting
that's
shit, but they actually can't.
That's a continental ballistic missile?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
Okay, you don't know what you're talking about? Once you've learned a little bit about literally anything, then you can come back and do whatever.
No,
okay, but right now you don't have any evidence of anything that you're talking about.
No,
you don't have any evidence of anything you're talking about. What is the it's K-I-N-Z-H-A-L, okay? Is the Kinzhal missile system or whatever, okay?
So first of all, what I'm reading here is
that's not intercontinental, is my understanding.
Yeah, so what I'm reading here is it's a nuclear-capable missile. As far as I understand, it's not intercontinental.
ICBMs generally are nuclear-capable missiles. A nuclear-capable missile is just a missile that's capable of having a nuclear warhead applied to it. Not all nuclear-capable missiles need to have a nuclear payload. Stop.
Right,
stop.
So it has an estimated range of 480 kilometers.
Okay,
so
then it wouldn't be that one. Then it would be a different missile system. I ask if your strongest piece of evidence. I don't know the names of every missile system. I'm not the one making the claim that they have a missile system right now in Venezuela.
So it's a little silly.
I'm just asking for your strongest piece of evidence that they have
a
missile system.
It's a little silly.
You don't have it? You've got 10 seconds before you're kicked. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. You have no evidence that they have a missile system that can shoot something to the United States.
Let me talk.
No, because you're derailing right now on an irrelevant point.
You won't even let me talk.
You're derailing.
You're just railroading me.
Do you have evidence?
You're the one who's trying to derail me.
I'm asking you, do they have...
Destiny, it's a little silly to ask me to name the exact missile system.
I'm not asking you to name the exact missile system. I'm asking you for an article that shows that they have these missile systems, that they have a system that can reach... Hold on. I'm asking you. You're server muted. No one can hear you talk. You're talking to yourself right now, okay? It's a simple question. What is your strongest piece of evidence that Venezuela currently possesses a missile system that can shoot missiles into the United States of America? That's it. That's a simple, easy one. I'm not asking for the name of it or the brand or the type. I'm just asking for the strongest piece of evidence you have that they currently possess that weapon system. Okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, so the satellite images that I linked to you in the National Post article. So, again...
Do you know anything about... Hold on. Wait. Do you know...
So, again,
you don't have any... Okay, I'm going
to
server mute you. Okay. Do you have anything beyond this National Post article, okay? So like what AP or Reuters? These are credible reporting outlets that report on stuff like this. Is there any mainstream media outlet? Is there anybody in U.S. intelligence? Anything beyond some grainy pictures of what look like giant metallic dicks and some anonymous, unnamed people that are saying, well, maybe this could be a missile system. Do you have any evidence that shows any of that? Or are you relying 100% just solely on this article and this picture? That's my question. Go ahead.
So, no. You can
okay.
take a look
Okay, then this topic is not... this article on its own is not convincing to me. So what is your next piece of evidence? This article right here would not, in my mind, justify an invasion of Venezuela or for me to support an invasion of Venezuela. So tell me the next piece of evidence you have, the next strongest piece...
You're straw-manning me. So I never said that image alone...
Okay, that's fine, and I agree with you. So that's why I'm asking for your next piece of evidence.
What are you asking me to argue for?
I'm asking you for evidence that would support the idea that Venezuela is so much a threat to the United States that deposing their leader using military force is an acceptable course of action. And the first thing you presented was that they might have missile systems that can reach the United States of America. This one grainy picture and this National Post article is not convincing. So what is the next piece of evidence?
Right. So you're straw-manning me. You're asking me to hold a position that I don't actually hold.
I'm asking you, what is the next piece of evidence you have that Venezuela is engaged in some...
No, we're not playing that game. We're not playing that game. So you're trying to straw-man me.
Okay.
Not good.
But when you have that, when you have other piece of evidence, okay, then you can bring them to me, okay? But this is not... We're not doing the random... I don't know what this is right now, okay? I don't care. We can have different opinions on this as well, but we have a fundamental disagreement on the... what the ruling structure of the world should look like. And random news articles and random hatred of Islamic terrorists, in my mind, is not justification to invade other countries and depose their leaders, okay? That's crazy. That's insane, okay? That's too many video games and not enough politics. That's a crazy position to take. So if you have stronger evidence in the future of some stuff that makes Venezuela a clear and present danger to the United States, such that the only way that we can alleviate ourselves of such danger is to go to the country and depose their leader, that I'd be interested in that. These pictures are not that. That's my position.
Okay, so I have one question for you. If Donald Trump was successful on January 6th of overthrowing the Capitol and forcibly taking power, would you be against, say, a nation like France or the UK or Germany flying over to the United States, conducting a special operation and kidnapping Trump, deposing him, arresting him, holding
yes,
him accountable?
Yes, I would be opposed to that. Yes.
You would?
Of course.
So you're fine with the spread of dictators and fascism?
Yep. Yeah, that's what I said. I think that's exactly what I said. Yes.
Right.
Yep. Yes. That's exactly what I said.
You don't want to protect democracy.
Nope.
You want to allow violent dictators who are supported by the cartel to be able to
lead. The more violent, the more I support them, actually. Yes. Correct.
So, right.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. This is 12-year-old behavior.
Yep, I agree.
Well, he doesn't have an answer, so he's dodging. You're ballgame.
Yeah, he's
right
just
now.
Dodging.
Okay.
Okay,
so we know you're full of shit. We know you're full of shit. Just like
how
you said, animals are robots. Then we see you fucking petting cats. Like, go fuck yourself.
True.
That is true. He really likes cats also, by the way. He acts like he would run one over without giving a shit. And he's like,
he's full of shit.
I love you, sweetie. I'll do anything for you.
Yes, true.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, apparently Maduro said, come and get me. So he gave consent.
Nice space. True.
I think he just got dunked on.
I think so, actually, yes. I admit it, 100%.
Once you're ready for an adult conversation, what's hilarious is, this guy said he'll debate anybody. Oh, it's just that nobody's willing to debate, or they're scared, or they'll run away. And then as soon as I come around, railroading, muting me, strawmanning me, and then when I force him into a corner where I prove that his positions are insensible, it all turns into a joke now. Oh, yeah, I support fascism. Oh, yeah, the more violent, the better.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're not a serious person. So you're turning into a son. You're just, what do you call it? Partisan shill.
True. I agree.
You think when he was playing Ark Raiders was the best time to have a conversation with him?
Well, this happens no matter what he's doing.
True.
Do you think the United States is justified in
invading Greenland too?
Well, we can talk about that. I wouldn't say they're justified in invading Greenland necessarily.
Okay.
It kind of depends on a number of factors. Let's say there was some kind of serious war between United States, China, I guess Japan, Australia, South Korea would end up getting involved because of the
Argentina
Defense Pact. I don't know about Argentina, but
they're part of the
The United States is talking about invading and stealing Greenland. Do you think the United States is justified right now in that? Not in some future hypothetical, whatever is going on, but right now, Donald Trump has made it clear.
Right now.
Okay.
Well, not right now, and it would be a stupid move. And the way, again, Trump is too stupid to find Greenland on a map. He doesn't know what the fuck that is. What's going on there is some of his security advisors talked about how global warming is going to open up new shipping routes around Greenland, and that is going to be a strategic advantage for China and Russia. So Greenland is going to be a very important defense hub.
Yeah,
for
good thing Denmark's
Union,
our ally, right?
States.
Good thing we have allies then, and that's why.
Yes,
yeah, right?
and unfortunately, Trump is a fucking idiot, and I'm sure he's had a lot of meetings with foreign leaders who don't take him seriously, think he's an idiot, have maybe been a bit rude and disrespectful for him, and we know he is a vicious, vindictive asshole. If you ever offend him, even years later, he won't forget it. And when you die, he'll make fun of you, just like Rob Reiner.
Okay.
So what's probably going on here is his defense advisors have told him about Greenland, its strategic importance, and because he's pissed off at some European leaders, he thought it would be funny to get their panties in a twist, saying, I'm going to invade Greenland. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm going to give you tariffs. And he's just laughing,
chat,
seeing
Apollo
their reaction. Just because he's a vindictive idiot, and again, he's selfish, doesn't really think ahead that much, doesn't really care that much about the country, and he's not thinking about how this all this conflict could be avoided, and we could just have a sensible
really
defense
pact
with the European Union, with Denmark, with Greenland. So that's what's going on there. I think what's getting lost is people don't understand the strategic importance of Greenland. Trump does make a point that...
No, he doesn't. We're allied with them. It doesn't matter. No, we don't need more there. We're allied to them. If we want more military presence, all we have to do is move it there. So...
No,
yes,
it's not.
That's all we have to do. Yes, it is a simple matter of doing it. They're allied. No, we don't. We have a base there. We're the head of NATO. They're part of NATO. We don't need permission. No, we don't. No, we don't. No, we don't. You're wrong. You're wrong. You just don't know what you're talking about, but that's okay. No, we don't.
You're telling me in any NATO-aligned country we can install an infinite number of military bases there?
As the United fucking States of America? Yes, we already have a base there. We can move whenever the fuck we want there. I seriously doubt any NATO country is going to say, no, United States, you can't make that more secure. So you're telling me NATO countries would say, no, you're not allowed to. No, United States, you can't put more stuff there. No, United States, no, you can't do that. Moody, you kid it up for a run? We're not doing it until he's going to write. I just make sure you kid it. Yeah, okay.
So your stance is...
Yes, that is my stance. Yes, we can do whatever. Infinite. Yes. 350 million people can be moved there. Every single U.S. citizen. Yes, all of them. 100%. And every firearm and every submarine and every airplane.
Yeah, so it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way.
And again, Trump could have gone about this the nice way.
I don't care. That's great. We understand. Okay. Thank you. We got your point. I'm saluting you.
How about Mom Donnie?
I love him. He's great. I want to go to New York City to pray 5 times a day. Salute.
Yeah, so you love the Islamic jihad.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Mm-hmm. Hatred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I fucking... Yes.
Well, you also love how...
What did we do?
This guy is also hiring on some of the most insane, unhinged, communist wackos. Like, they're racist to white people, too. Based. Openly.
Mm-hmm. Off to base. I'm Cuban, so it doesn't affect me.
His housing minister said mm-hmm. that...
I know, they want to tax the white people more. I think they said they were going to do a racial breakdown. Whew, it's going to be brutal.
Well, they said fundamentally home ownership or property ownership is part of
the white power structure.
Or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Mom Donnie is going to absolutely destroy the Democratic Party.
Based. I'm here for it.
We have to do this.
We're on a time limit.
I guess we can expect a third term for Trump.
Absolutely. Okay. Be careful.
Okay. Take care, dude.
Take care.
He mugged you, man.